Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Edith. Hi, Chopper.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Very strange weekend.
Really? What happened in your house?
It all went a bit Britannia High in my house over the weekend.
It?
Yeah. I came in from X Factor on Saturday night. How pretty is Holly Willoughby, by the way? Good morning.
I have met her, actually. Yes, she is. Ooh.
And my flatmate was there with two other friends, girlfriend nowhere to be seen, and they were drinking cocktails, and all three of them were wearing identical sweatpants, but just they all had different colours on. I think they've been to that shop, American Apparel. You know, it's really good for blokes because you can get, like, basic stuff in every single colour.
Yeah, you can get, like, vests and leggings and then pick every colour from...
I feel that's missing from my wardrobe, really. A whole selection.
So they were actually wearing leggings.
Leggings in different colours.
No, but you know, like men do when they go to a shop and they find a jumper that they like, they then buy every colour.
Do they?
No, is that not a man thing to do?
No, I think you're being incredibly sexist there, actually.
Hmm. You don't ever wear anything twice, do you?
No.
No. I've never seen you in that jumper before. Is that new?
Thanks. No, this is very old.
Oh.
That's very Kelly and Grimmy.
What? Or his jumper?
Yeah, do you remember when they wore those matching striped sailor tops?
It's not a sailor top. It's just striped.
Anyway, that was weird because they were just drinking martinis and they were in leggings. And I don't really know why. I think they've been to some kind of exercise class together earlier in the day.
So did you join in?
No, I didn't. It's just weird. How was your weekend?
I spent most of it being sick.
Oh, did you get that bug that's going around?
Yeah. I don't like to talk about it, but I was quite poor.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Coming up. No! What's occurring? It's off.
It's off?
It's not on today.
Right. Why?
People around me are blaming the computers. Apparently vital material has been lost, so we cannot bring you what's occurring today.
Oh, dear.
Technical difficulties. Because of the weather.
Right.
It's been rained off. So I'm sorry.
Was the what's occurring computer left under a leak in the ceiling?
Could be.
Okay.
I don't exactly know what's happened, but all I know is that all the stuff that we have planned isn't on.
Okay.
So that's what's occurring at 5:30 tonight. It will be back tomorrow, and I'm really sorry if you're having a rubbish day and that has ruined your afternoon. I'm so sorry, but it'll be back on tomorrow. I do have an amazing TV channel that I found over the weekend.
Right.
You're going to like this. It's unlike anything you've ever seen before. And if you are a little bit kind of bored of the slick production on things like Strictly Come Dancing and X Factor, this will be a welcome change for you.
Okay.
It's so good. You're going to love it. You're going to want to watch it all the time.
All right.
And also, you know when I went to tea with Mariah Carey the other day?
Yeah.
A bit of that as well. Looking good on the X Factor, wasn't she?
Yes, she was, actually.
If a little bit still.
Yes, she didn't move.
I told you, she doesn't move. She just kind of slides. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Oh, I'm sorry, Ed on the M25. That's ruined my afternoon. Today wasn't going well as it is. Oh, what's occurring gave me purpose. Oh, it's back on tomorrow. It's the technical difficulties. What can I do? You'll be back on tomorrow at 5:30. Hello, Radio 1.
Hey, Scott. It's Brody.
Hi, Brody. Where are you?
I'm sitting on a train.
Where?
Going to Exeter to watch Razorback tonight.
Okay. Do you know where you are? Any idea?
Just left Reading. We're 42 minutes late because of the weather as well. So, there you go. National excuse as you.
Say that again.
National Rail's using the same excuse as you.
Sorry, it's the weather.
Yeah.
Will they put your train on tomorrow at 5:30, like what's occurring?
Hopefully.
Are you ever going to get there? You're quite far away, aren't you?
I'm hoping so. It took me 8 hours to get to London yesterday from Cornwall.
Oh, rubbish.
Yeah.
Well, that's Cornwall?
Yeah.
And you're going to Exeter tonight?
Yeah, it's a long story.
I was going to say, isn't there an easier way of doing that?
Yeah, the cousin lost her passport, so we had to go up to the Canadian consulate to try and get a new one for her.
You lost your passport?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you need your passport to go from Cornwall
to Cornwall?
To Devon?
Yeah, you do.
You do.
Oh, right.
You do.
Yeah, you do.
The corners don't let you in.
They don't. There's a border patrol. They're very strict.
They're tightening their borders, aren't they?
Yeah, as soon as you come to the end of Devon, they're like, stop, there's queues and everything. It's really bad. Okay, well, I'm glad that National Rail are using the same excuse as us today.
Yeah, and last night as well.
Okay, have a good day. I hope you get there eventually.
Cheers, Scott.
Enjoy the gig tonight.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So you saw Mariah on X Factor, right?
Yes.
Gliding along. Also, when I saw, because I went on The Extra Factor, saw her walk up the stairs to kind of do a little chat with Holly Willoughby, and there was smoke billowing from her. Well, Mariah Carey's on fire, somebody.
And what was it?
It was like her dehumidifier thing that she carries with her at all times.
Under her dress?
No, she had it kind of out, because she had her back to me. It just looked like she was on fire.
I don't even know what a dehumidifier is.
Just a little kind of thing for her voice, to make sure her voice is good. And it kind of just billows out steam, I presume. But it, from a distance, well, it looks like smoke.
Wherever she goes?
I think if she's going to perform, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And two blokes by her at all times. One of them was her husband. Anyway,
so she's got her own personal dry ice machine.
Yeah, pretty much. Right. Just follows her around.
Coming out of what looks like a Ventolin inhaler.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you've got it. That's exactly what it looked like.
Right.
Anyway, all the contestants were doing Mariah songs, weren't they? Yeah. Nobody did her last single, did they? I'll Be Loving You Long Time.
No, I don't think they did, no.
Didn't hear I'll Be Loving You Long Time at all. Or Touch My Body.
Or her current one.
Or her current one, no, but that's too new.
Right.
Imagine that. Daniel! Touch my body, put me on the floor, wrestle me around, play with a suit knife.
So your Daniel impression, though.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, Mariah, before she did X Factor mentoring, which mostly looked like she was just stood really still by a piano.
Telling them they were all great.
Yeah, you're great.
Yeah.
Before that, she invited me to her bedroom, just for a chat. And also to mention that she does have a Greatest Hits album coming out.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But she really wanted just to chat, didn't she? Well, I mean, it wasn't to plug anything.
Here's the thing with Mariah. I always think, every time she's in town, she just says, oh, I want to chat with me.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just a cup of tea and a finger biscuit. Mm-hmm. And then she'll be like, oh, and by the way, all my greatest ballads are now out on one CD available now. Okay. And you just feel a bit like, oh, I thought we were just here for a chat.
Thought she wanted you for you.
Yeah. Thank you for inviting me to your lovely room.
I'm glad to have you in my lovely room.
We were alone as well, pretty much, apart from the one that didn't speak, who was hovering with a microphone.
Was he?
Yeah.
What, on the bed in between you?
He was kind of next to the bed.
Right.
Yeah.
Surely he should have been in between you if he was holding the microphone.
I think that would have felt weird for all of us.
Also, can you not hold your own microphone?
Hmm?
Can you not hold your own microphone?
He was doing all the technical stuff. Oh, I don't understand that. She held her own one.
Did you?
Anyway, we had a chat on the bed, and I was telling her about who to look out for on X Factor.
Do you ever think, oh, God, you need to give up?
No. I mean, aren't we kind of in the finalist stage?
Yeah. Yeah, we are. But there might be some. There's some that are really good.
Okay.
Look out for Laura and Diana.
Okay.
And then look out for Daniel.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, I want to give you a little tip off before you go to the studios later.
Got it.
Well, that went wrong, didn't it?
What the heck is going on with your voice?
I'm doing my special In Bed With Mariah voice.
Is that your generic In Bed voice or just for Mariah?
That is my generic In Bed voice.
That's a bit uncomfortable.
Hi there. Well, Mariah, I think you should look out for Laura, look out for Diana.
That's rubbish.
Had you been using her dehumidifier?
Yes, I had, just before. That's so rubbish. All the ones I liked were either voted out or ill with laryngitis. Well, I think she kind of... I think she understood what I was telling her, Javis.
Oh, this would make me feel wrong.
And then... She, sorry. Then she talks about her ballads and stuff, which, are available on CD, mm-hmm. like she does every time I see her.
All I Want for Christmas is a bonus track.
What is my voice there?
What are you doing?
All I Want for Christmas is a bonus track.
Mm-hmm.
That is everyone's favourite Christmas song. It's official.
Well, I'm grateful to hear that. Thank you. It's one of my favorites. I love Christmas. I am Miss Festive Christmas. And so that's why when I wrote that song, I was like, okay, I'm going to just write whatever I ever wanted to hear in a Christmas song and make it cute, make it fun. And so now at this point, it's like when I hear it, I really know that the holiday season is here.
Yeah. It must be quite weird that you hear your own song and then think, oh, it's Christmas.
I know. It is. And I never thought that would happen. But it's pretty, it's pretty nice.
I love that song.
What?
For me, when All I Want for Christmas comes on, when I hear it in a shop or whatever, then I know it's actually Christmas.
Do you?
It's my favourite, yeah.
Okay.
Just the way it starts. Oh, I love it.
Oh, yeah.
I can't play anymore. It's the beginning of November. Or can I, is it too early, do you think?
Yes.
Is it too early to play All I Want for Christmas Is You?
Yes.
Right, let me know what you think on 81199. I'd really quite like to play it. I haven't heard it yet this
year. I'd rather hear that than your voice.
Okay. It was just the way the microphone was set up.
What? I don't believe that for a second.
Can I play All I Want for Christmas Is You?
Yes. Because all I heard at the weekend was Last Christmas, and that's doing my head.
Where'd you hear that?
All in all the shops and stuff. It's all on in the shops. So therefore, yeah, you can play it now. Do it.
Shall I?
Do it.
Oh, it's just the beginning bit. Yay! Then I went to ask Mariah about maybe doing another one, because she hasn't done one for years.
Why don't you do another Christmas song?
I'm going to. I'm actually doing a movie that is inspired by All I Want for Christmas and the whole album with HBO. So it's going to be pretty cool.
And also, I've decided that I want to be her friend now.
You've decided?
Yeah.
Does she have a say in this?
Well,
why do you want
well,
to
Well, okay, I haven't decided. I'd like to.
Why?
Here's why. Listen to this.
I bet you're good at presents, aren't you? I bet you buy great presents.
How'd you know that?
I just can tell.
People tell me that all the time.
Do they?
Yeah, they do.
What's the best present you bought someone?
A house.
There we are.
A house?
Yep, a house.
I can see why you want to be a friend. Yeah.
That's right, I do really want to be her friend.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
So yeah, I want to be Mariah's friend. She buys people houses for Christmas.
Do you think that makes you slightly shallow?
Why?
Why?
Well, I just like her. I like her as well.
Did you want to be a friend before you knew that she bought houses for people?
Not as much. I think I'd like to just glide through life with her, just glide around, not moving much.
I think she might buy you a house, actually.
Do you?
Probably as far away from her as possible, I would imagine.
Yeah, right. Some people are quite liking my in-bed voice, actually, on the text.
Where?
All I Want for Christmas is a bonus track.
Mm-hmm.
That is everyone's favourite Christmas song. Why don't you do another Christmas song?
Hi, chappers.
Don't.
All I Want for Christmas is a bonus track.
Mm-hmm.
That is everyone's favourite Christmas song.
Well, can you show me a text? Because I'm rapidly going through the system here and I can't find one.
I'm sure I saw a couple.
Are you?
Have you seen how many texts are saying, play it!
Don't use the voice of me.
Play it! Have you seen how many
texts? There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds saying play it.
Do you know what I'm going to do? Even if she doesn't want to be my friend, I'm now going to adopt this new kind of thing in my life where when everyday challenges present themselves to me, I'm going to think to myself, what would Mariah Carey do?
Okay.
That's right. What's going to be my like mantra now.
Does that mean
what would Mariah Carey do in that situation?
Does that mean I might get a house for Christmas?
No.
Well, because in that situation, Mariah Carey will buy me a house for Christmas.
Okay, but apart from that, okay. I'm going to do what would Mariah Carey do? In everyday situations.
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Is there some news coming in from Cockermouth, chappers?
Apparently, hang on. School is cancelled in Cockermouth tomorrow. Not all school. Just one school, apparently, is cancelled because there's no water. I blame the weather. Whoop, whoop. Tom and Robert.
Breaking Cockermouth news there on Radio 1. And also, that's the reason that we can't bring you... Oh, what's occurring today? Cat in Wrexham's been on going, well, that's ruined it, hasn't it? Why is there no What's Occurring Today? Me and my boyfriend Wayne, we love listening to it on the way home. You ruined it. Look, it's because of the weather, okay? But it'll be back on tomorrow at 5:30. Here's a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Question. Who's your favourite weatherman?
Who's my favourite weatherman?
Hmm.
Weather man, not weather girl.
Man. I know I know Becky Manton you like.
Well, no, I've got a new one now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's somebody who's a lot nicer than Becky Manton.
Why? What happened to Becky Manton?
Well, nothing really. But I've now seen Lucy Verasami on Sky News.
Oh,
she
yeah.
She is stunning.
I've seen her. She's
she
good.
She's gorgeous.
And puts a little bit more effort into it than Frances does on Sky News.
Yeah, it's not Frances. So, anyhow, Lucy's my favourite.
No, I think for blokes, Frances is definitely my favourite, the guy on Sky News. He's been on there years. Quite laid back, isn't he?
Oh, you still want me to give you a...
I'm still on a man, yeah.
Thomas Schaffernacker.
What's he off of?
He's on the BBC weather
site. Yeah, I've seen him.
Because when you stand in for Vernon's show, you sometimes have to talk to the weather people.
Yeah.
Like, so...
And you have a chat with Thomas Schaffernacker?
No, I've never had a chat with Thomas Schaffernacker, but we had to go on the BBC weather site to do some research on whoever we were talking to, and we noticed that Thomas Schaffernacker was on there.
Yeah.
So I would say he is my favourite weatherman.
Just because of his name?
Probably, yes.
Mm. I'm still with Frances. It seems slightly like he's kind of doing the rehearsal and doesn't realise you're actually live on the TV.
I would agree with that, yeah.
It was a rain, maybe later. Then the rain will clear. And there might be some sun. That's it, bye. Who's your favourite weatherman? Don't know, do you? Is it Rob McElwee? He's good.
I know Rob McElwee.
Do you?
Well, no, I know Rob McElwee's wife.
Now, we don't know Rob McElwee then, do you?
No, I don't, no.
How do you know his wife?
They used to work together.
Oh. You know, no offence, but weatherman, not the most manly profession, is it?
Well, it's not something I've ever considered. What do you mean by that?
It's just not, isn't it? It's different in America, though.
Are they butcher in America?
Oh, yeah. In America, if you're a weatherman, it's a job for real men.
Right.
It's a like testosterone-filled beast of a job being a weatherman on the TV in America. Check out this guy.
Be pushing across Central Florida, so places like Orlando, Daytona Beach, the Cape Canaveral area, Vero Beach will be getting in on the heavier rainfall, and eventually that should...
What happened then?
Right, what happened was... I'll play it to you again, then you can visualise it.
All right.
Crawling along the floor next to the weatherman is an actual cockroach.
Be pushing across Central Florida, so places like Orlando, Daytona Beach, the Cape Canaveral area, Vero Beach will be getting in on the heavier rainfall, and eventually that should...
I hate cockroaches, though. How big are they? Yeah, I know.
Aren't they just the size of a beetle?
They might be bigger in Florida.
Yeah, the ones you get in Australia are massive and they like fly on your face and everything.
They fly on your face?
We had a pet one when I lived there. In a little container. Great. We couldn't be bothered to keep finding them everywhere, so the ones we got we just kept in a little empty Chinese container in the lounge. At least you wouldn't wake up with them on your face. It was a nice flat. Okay, you just get a lot of them over there.
Hmm.
He's not in Australia though, this bloke.
Anyway, this bloke, he is a weather forecaster, luckily, and therefore he is not going to panic on this at all.
I am so sorry, Bill. Oh, my God! This is what just happened. That thing was crawling on my leg.
Now, I'm no Star Wars expert, but isn't that like... what's the hairy one in Star Wars?
Maybe. Princess Leia.
No. No.
Chewbacca,
that's it. Right. Listen. That's the weatherman, and here's Chewbacca. And the weatherman. And Chewbacca. You wouldn't get that with Rob McElwee. You wouldn't be scared of cockroaches. And I think if Frances on Sky News is a bit more like this, I might watch it a little bit more, I think.
Oh, God, if that... Oh, my God, that is! Oh, my God! Oh, no!
I don't think Frances would even notice,
cockroach there could be, like, 10 cockroaches there. You'd be like, yeah, whatever.
Carry on.
The rain will clear later. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Right, we found the bit of Frances, laid-back Frances on Sky News.
Very wet weather over Spain, Portugal, spreading to France, rain over France going to Germany, sunshine for Britain and Ireland, cold wind, though. Oh, that was interesting. That was part of the East Anglia and the South East. You can see, though, on this sequence, how the frost gives way to a few showers running in.
Love it. See, he wasn't very...
He wasn't fazed at all. Just kept going despite being banged on his bonds.
That was interesting.
By East Anglia and the southeast of England.
Right, so nearly 5:30. You just want this work. Hello, it's Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Do you know what I saw over the weekend in my area? There's a comedy night advertised, okay? And on the bill, it's just like a poster outside, like upstairs in a pub.
Yeah.
They have a ventriloquist.
A ventriloquist?
At the comedy night. Now, I thought they kind of didn't exist anymore. I didn't realise they still have ventriloquists.
No, you don't see them around as much now, do you?
Does anyone want to go with me? Because I haven't seen one for ages.
Not massively.
It's near me. It's not that far. Yeah. Just after work one night. I think it's like next Wednesday or something.
What's the puppet?
Hmm? I don't know. It just said the ventriloquist act.
Oh.
You want to go, Becky?
No.
Why?
I don't like
They're good. Why don't you like them?
Don't tell me you've got a phobia impressed. About ventriloquists.
No, I didn't realise they still had them.
Just a bit weird, aren't they? Why do you want to see a man behind a puppet?
Because I've not seen one for ages. They don't have them anymore, but they do in my local pub.
How much is it? Fiver?
Fiver, yeah.
If it's more than a fiver, I'm not going.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Right, loads of people are texting in about the ventriloquist thing, saying that there's a guy called Jeff Dunham, who is an amazing ventriloquist. Now, we just looked him up on YouTube. He looks quite popular. He's playing to quite large audiences there on the YouTube clips I could find, so I don't think it's going to be him that's going to be appearing at the comedy light in my local club pub. I hope it is, though.
Does he have several... Well, the clip I've got in front of me is Jeff Dunham and Peanut. Is that his regular companion?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know what Peanut is, because...
Loads of people have seen him, though, on the text. Here we go.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you've seen my show before, you'll recognise this next guy. Please help me welcome my buddy, Peanut.
Yeah, that's definitely him, yeah. See? So they do still have ventriloquists. Jeff Dunham, very popular one.
Oh,
what makes you want to become... What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at Peanut.
See? You rubbish the idea of ventriloquism.
I didn't rubbish the idea of ventriloquism. I was more...
You didn't
want
to come with me. It might be him.
If it's him, I might go and see it. I'm not quite sure a ventriloquist in a pub... See, I think a ventriloquist in a pub will probably still move his lips.
What makes you want to become one, do you think?
I don't know.
Surely it's just telling jokes with your mouth a bit shut.
Oh, dear.
Like, once you've done the hello. Hello, how are you?
Sorry, what was that bit?
Hi, how are you today? Oh, I'm fine, thanks.
Your lips moved then.
Okay, I'll try it again. Hello, how are you today? Oh, hi, thanks. So once you've got that mastered...
Yeah, but then you need a routine.
Once they can drink the water,
jokes.
Where else is there to go? You mean...
Why don't you put Becky on your knee as a puppet?
Come on.
You don't have to work her.
Oh, that's weird. I didn't put your knee up and down. I don't like it.
Right, now, this is purely visual, and I apologise to everybody listening because this is just purely for my own entertainment. You have to move your mouth whilst he does your voice.
What are you going
to
say?
I'll say, hi, Becky. No, I don't know.
No, you can't say hi, Becky, because she's the puppet. She's not going to say hello to herself,
hang
is
on,
she?
Hang on. Should we do the nun joke?
Okay.
Okay. Two nuns on a bath. One nun said, I can't remember the joke. that didn't go as well as I thought it might. Okay, try again.
Okay.
Two nuns on a bath. One nun says, where's the soap? And the other one says, does rather, doesn't it? There we are.
Her mouth didn't move in time, so you need to improve how you work her.
Well, that was you just got us to do it impromptu. We need to
and
practice.
Your lips were moving.
Podcast. So, Mariah Carey not moving much on Saturday's X Factor. It's Leona Lewis on X Factor next week, and Leona is coming into this show tomorrow.
Excellent.
So you can hear Leona Lewis on this show tomorrow from 4.
So she, what, is she going? Is she just performing, or is she mentoring?
She's not going to mentor, I don't think.
Okay.
But
right.
With the mentors, right?
Yeah.
Every year it's the same old people, isn't it? Oh, Mariah Carey, Michael Jackson,
yeah,
Celine Dion. It's all the same mentors every year. I think they need to shake it up a little bit.
Do you?
I know somebody that I think would be an excellent mentor, and I think I know that this person, when they meet them, they would be inspired by her, and those contestants would be honoured to meet her. Imagine it, right? You're watching the TV next Saturday evening. and this happens.
No number one singles yet. A storming appearance at Radio 1's Big Weekend. The most successful artist from Hong Kong, who now lives in New Zealand, ever. Wing!
Imagine it.
He's a hero. If you look inside your heart,
I was just blown away.
You don't have to be afraid.
You know, we're singing Hero, and then she came down the stairs, and it was just like this goddess. I was speechless.
Yes, and
you know, it was the most amazing feeling ever, like.
It made me feel like I can do this and I can be strong enough.
And the solo that you know will be a win.
I have dreamt of this moment since I was a little girl.
And then a hero comes along.
When I was singing, I couldn't even look at her.
And you come.
Never ever thought I'd get that chance to meet her.
And you know you can, so why? So when you feel,
you know, and it made me realise that dreams can come true.
Look inside you and be strong. And you finally see the truth that a hero lies in you.
This is something that happens in your dreams, you know.
I just have to say one thing. Since I was a kid, I had a big crush on you.
That's what I want to see. I want to see Wing Week on X Factor.
It's not a bad idea.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Radio.
This is Radio 1.
Can I just check, when Leona comes in, you're not going to do your bed voice, are you?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, I want to tell you about this this TV channel, OK? This is the best thing I've found on TV in America right now.
Right.
You know Wayne's World?
Yes.
Well, in New York, they've got this, like, real-life Wayne's World, only it's with ladies.
Okay.
And it's like a public access channel, so it's one of those channels you don't really get here where you can... Anyone can have a go. Anyone can be on TV.
Okay, well, you do, don't you?
Mm. Yeah. There's a few more now, but not the same as American ones.
Yeah, I think we used to have one where I lived at home. You get all sorts of randoms on there.
Yeah, there's one in Southampton. Yeah, there was, anyway. Anyway, this one is in Queens, in New York.
Okay.
And it's called QPTV, which stands for Queens Public Television.
Right.
I'd quite like to have a show on there.
Would you?
Yeah. It's very low budget. Anyone can, you know, be on. It's not the most expensive thing. But when you, you know, you're watching X Factor, it's like... all the lights, all the effects. Sometimes that gets a bit dull. Sometimes you just want a bit of cheap TV.
It does. I long for some cheap TV when I'm watching the midweek lottery.
Yeah, absolutely. I know.
I think I can't be dealing with these high production values.
I know. Also, my favourite about Queens Public Television is when the election was on, the US election, they did their own coverage. Imagine how good that was. Oh, shall I watch? Okay, so there's a new president coming. Shall I watch Fox? CNN? Maybe NBC? No, I know. I'll watch QPTV's coverage of the US election. Anyway, on this thing, there's a show called Goddesses, and it's... It's on quite regularly. It's on the second Thursday of each month.
Okay.
At 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a show by big ladies for big ladies.
Right.
They've got their own show. And let me tell you about this month's edition of Goddesses. Oh, you're going to love this. There's a woman called Ellen who has made a song about blokes liking larger ladies.
Right.
And she's being interviewed about it on quite a cheap set. Now, what question would you ask in that situation?
What question would I ask?
There's a lady on your cheap sofa, okay, and she's done a song about blokes liking larger ladies.
Okay.
First question that you'd ask.
Why do you think blokes like larger ladies?
Okay, here's the actual thing that happened.
Yeah, you remember
how did
what
you
that?
Come up with that, he loves a fat girl? I guess because of the men who like big girls, is that it?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
That's right.
That's amazing. They're all just sat there kind of chatting on this cheap set, looking a bit bored.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, anyone can be on this. That's why I love it. Here's the next question.
How long did this take to write, Ellen? How long have you been thinking about this particular song that you wrote?
That's the, it carries on like this. It's really exciting. Now, if you are a songwriter yourself or you're thinking about getting into it, you might want to make some notes on this next bit, okay? Because Ellen is about to tell you how to write a song as good as her one, He Loves the Fat Girl. Here it is.
Instead of, you know, every stanza, he loves a fat girl, I have one stanza, he loves a big girl, then he loves a full girl, a plump girl, a thick girl. I get all the euphemisms, and only in the last stanza do I say fat.
Okay. All right, so it does sound better to the ear.
So they're just finding loads of different words for fat.
So always use a thesaurus
yes.
when you're writing a song.
I like plump. I think plump is underused as a word.
People aren't plump anymore, are they?
No. They're when was the last time you heard... Yeah, you're just fat now. There's
yeah,
no plump about it.
I want to be plump, not fat.
Yeah.
And then the obese people can go back to being fat.
Yeah. Anyway, this amazing interview goes on QPTV with the woman who wrote this song. Listen.
F-A-T. I guess P-H-T. I'll go with that.
P-H-A-T.
P-H-A-T. Do you go on the beach, Ellen?
What?
What?
So they're going P-H-T, P-H-A-T, and then the question, do you go to the beach, Ellen? Where did that come from? This is quite in-depth, though, because, listen, do you fancy knowing if she does go to
I
the beach?
I do want to know if she goes to the beach,
okay,
yeah.
Here it is.
Do you go on the beach, Ellen?
Oh, yeah, I love beaches.
Yeah. Are you on the internet also?
Me?
Do you go on, you know, like, the computer and work on that, too? I think it's an excellent idea.
So she thinks the internet is an excellent idea.
Is she answering her own questions, though, because Ellen yeah. didn't answer them?
Yeah.
Right.
I like it. It's just like TV. It's just like Loose Women, only yeah. nobody has a clue what they're doing. It's so good.
Well.
She thinks the internet is a truly excellent idea.
I think it's an excellent idea.
Now, if you're fed up of watching Strictly or X Factor with their amazing production and, you know, more than one camera, you should really check this out because it's really quite good.
At least the woman interviewing isn't putting on some creepy bed voice to interview Ellen.
And I just like her questions. She hasn't got a clue. You can also hear new music first on QPTV. Would you like to hear Ellen's song?
I would. Okay. He Loves the Fat Girl.
Here it is.
So next we're going to see Ellen and Donald in their act. He Loves the Fat Girl.
It's not about age. Mm. It's not about race.
Go on now.
It's not about gender.
All right.
It's not about genre.
I hear
ya. It's about size.
Woo.
It's about weight.
Yes.
And how big women really are great.
This is on actual TV.
Is this the unplugged version?
The singing next. That was just
right.
an intro thing.
All right, okay.
This is on TV. Can you believe this? Here's the next bit.
Is that you on the organ?
He loves a big girl.
See, because she doesn't use the word fat to the very end. There's lots of different words.
At least it rhymes. I thought it was
girl.
All right, then.
What's the closest to this channel that we've got here? What channel is closest, you think?
I don't...
Have we got anything like that
I
here?
Don't know, really. It's yeah, I was going to say that, the one that doesn't speak, but I
what was
thought
that?
Better of it.
What was that?
I couldn't... Corporately, it wouldn't be a very good
oh,
idea.
Oh, I see. Right. I want channels like this here. Oh, anyway, back to the song.
He loves a plus girl, 'cause she's warm and loving and fun. He loves a large girl, it's heaven dreaming about her buns.
Buns.
Have we had enough of the song now, or...?
I think that might be enough of the song.
Oh, just a bit more.
She's sweet, she's hot, she's mellow. Her hips shape just like Jell-O.
Oh, that's good. Mellow and Jell-O.
He's such a lucky fellow.
Fellow, yeah.
To have that plump girl he loves.
Anyway, that is her song.
What follows this programme, do you know? Is it two pints of lager and a packet of crisps?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
podcast.
A couple of people want to know if we've just played a world exclusive in the new Kate Nash record. No, it was just a girl, a random woman off of American TV on one of those public access community channels. Not Kate Nash.
He loved a big girl, 'cause she's warm and juicy and nice.
We were just saying, we talked about the word plump, you know, when they were talking about all the different words. They need to bring that word back. Because since they made up this word obese, okay, people who were fat are now called obese.
Yeah.
And whereas before, they just used to be a little bit overweight.
Yes. Right?
But now they're fat. So now the slightly overweight people are fat. The really fat people are obese. Mm. So we need to bring back plump.
And then it brings everybody down a level.
Well, yeah. Because since obese has been invented, even if you're a little bit overweight, suddenly you're fat now.
Mm.
And plump, I think, fits in right in there.
And it sounds nicer, doesn't
it?
The fact. It's a lot softer.
It's a nice thing, I think.
Yeah.
It's like Laura, who got booted off the X Factor. She's not skinny. She's not fat. She's plump.
No, she isn't. She's not plump.
She's plumpish.
She is not plumpish.
She is a bit plump.
Who are you saying's plump, then, chappers?
What, on
plump's
the X
nice.
Factor?
Plump's no, a nice thing.
Any celebrity, who's plump?
It's a good word, plump.
Off the top of my head, I don't...
Kerry Katona, is she plump?
I'd rather not use a nice word like plump to describe Kerry Katona.
I think she's a bit plump.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Fizz off Corrie.
Yes.
There you go,
see?
She's plump.
Not obese.
No, definitely, no.
Not
God,
fat.
No.
That's what I'm saying. It's a good thing. Bring it back. There's a missing word. We need to get plump back on.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.